Tuesday is a highly significant day for the nation of North Korea. October 10th is when the country celebrates the founding of the Korean Workers' Party. It was established in the mid-1940s. It's the elite political party in North Korea. Its members get special treatment when it comes to food, education, and homes, according to Encyclopedia Britannica. And in the past, North Korea has marked its founding anniversary with nuclear or missile tests, something the United Nations considers illegal. So officials around the world are watching to see if North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un takes action again this year.
Kim Jong-un, a young leader with many enemies and a nuclear arsenal. Very little was known of the man when he was first introduced to the world in 2010 as heir apparent. A year later, he was in charge. Partly educated in the West, some even dare to hope that he would start to open up one of the world's most isolated countries. But then came the missiles, the nuclear tests, the purges. His rule is brutal, executions are common. He even had his uncle killed and branded a traitor in state media. On his watch, there have been 4 nuclear tests, dozens of missile tests. He's a leader in a hurry to get to his stated goal of being able to hit mainland United States with a nuclear-tipped missile, or at least convincing his adversaries that he is able to. No amount of international sanctions, of offers, of dialogue, even threats of war have managed to pacify Kim's approach. Engaging in a war of words with US President Donald Trump, Kim has called Trump mentally deranged, a rogue, a gangster. Trump has called Kim a madman, even dubbing him Rocket Man.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself.
Kim Jong-un has a wife and 3 children, according to South Korea's intelligence agency. He also has a liking for basketball, as proven by his rather unlikely friendship with former NBA star Dennis Rodman. And in public, he is often all smiles, pressing the flesh with his people. The North Korean propaganda machine heralding Kim Jong-un as a godlike leader, as it did with his father and his grandfather, the 3rd generation of a dictatorial regime.